Very important word that often we overlook. Slachlanu avinu kichatanu. First things first, when we're asking for slicha, we mention that Hashem is a father. Why is that? The Torah explains that the pasuk says v'yashuv el Hashem v'yachameu, the person will return to Hashem, Hashem will have mercy on him, v'elekeinu ki rabbi yisleach, our God is forgives in a great way. In order to invoke that slicha, we mention the mercy of a father. Karachim avol banim. Meaning, first things first, we need rachamim. In order to get to slachlanu, we need to invoke rachamim. How do we do that? By saying, Hashem, you're a father. The Avudram explains, how does this work? Because whatever a child does, whenever a child sins, does something wrong willfully, the father views it with a benevolent eye. The love of a father means that he gives the child the benefit of the doubt. I didn't mean it. It's a shogeg. It's not mazed. And it's a way of lessening the severity of the impact of the sin. And therefore we mention a father, because a father is forbearing, a father is forgiving, a father is loving. So we say slach lanu, that nothing should remain of this sin. Hashem, you're a father, have forbearance. Look at us with a benevolent eye. Yesod v'sherish ha'avayda. Who's the one that really teaches us how to inject emotion into davening. Says, when you say the word Avinu, be filled with simcha. Tremendous simcha. And you think, ka'av es ben yirtzeh. Just like parents are willing, ready and able to be reconciled with their children. So Hashem, forgive us. We have a loving, close relationship with you. Yes, we might have made mistakes. We might have strayed from the path. We might have done things we shouldn't have done. But Hashem, you're a loving Father. You can bring us back. You can forgive us. You can overlook the intensity and the severity. You can understand that in our heart of hearts, we didn't really, really mean it. Beis Tvila says, if you have an expert doctor, understands how serious an illness might be, he really is able to understand the trouble, the trials and tribulations that the patient is in. He'll do whatever it takes to try and save that patient. He understands the trouble the patient's in. So too, we try and invoke the same emotions or desire from our Father in heaven. You're our Father. You understand spiritually where we're up to, the trouble that we're in. And therefore, do whatever you can and do whatever you know in order to forgive us. Because you understand better than everybody else, Hashem, the mess we've got ourselves into. And only you can get us out. You're an expert surgeon. That understands the severity, the intensity, and has the ability to provide the cure.